Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Few people have ever had an encounter with a burning bush that would not go out, but Moses did. Few individuals ever audibly hear the voice of God, but Moses did. Few individuals are given supernatural signs which convince others that they've had an encounter with God, but Moses was one who did. Yet, and I want you to make that word a bookmark for what I'm saying, yet Moses cried out to God, "If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you." Ah, yes, knowing God was the desire of his heart. So was it with Paul, who also had an encounter with Jesus Christ, God's Son, unlike anything you will ever read about or hear about. Paul, then known as Saul of Tarsus, was on his way to the city of Damascus. His was not exactly an errand of mercy. His objective, find followers of Jesus Christ, arrest them, and put them in prison. Nice guy, this Saul of Tarsus. But on the way, he was blinded by a great light, and Jesus Christ revealed himself in such a way that Saul's personal life was completely upended. Conversion, we call it. And he became the great missionary, theologian, and evangelist of the early church. Yet, remember that bookmark, yet Paul voiced the earnest desire of his heart when he said, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, being like him in death." Paul says that through the fellowship of his sufferings, he came to know and experience Christ in a deeper, more intimate way than he would have had if he had been spared the cup of grief and pain. I am convinced that there are valleys and dark nights of the soul, which no other one can really understand who has never walked through them personally. Like what? Like the loss of a mate who has been by your side for many years? Like the loss of a baby who suddenly begins to choke, turns blue, and then dies in your arms? Like the loss of your health or the loss of your limbs? I understand what you're going through, people sometimes say rather tritely, but in reality, they don't. Now go back to that bookmark, yet. Yet there is one who does understand, one who has been there, one who can comfort you when others offer empty words, which sting rather than heal. Okay, you say, tell me who this person is. Paul, who experienced grief, loneliness, persecution, abandonment, and yet at times even bouts of depression, described him as the God of all comfort. In the letter that we call 2 Corinthians, here's what Paul wrote. "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." His words are like a balm for the weary soul. Focus on those two phrases in relationship to your life, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. This is not a make-believe story fabricated by those who wish it were true, but reality touching our lives at the point of our deepest need. You are included in its reach, embraced by a loving God when others cannot understand. In your hour of discomfort and pain, you will discover he is the God of all comfort.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.